stuff wears out and you haul it off and throw it out, and these here people come around to hunt this crap then, and you go back and look for it. And I
have a lot, it up, make it look good.
A lot of items up here that they've tried to buy off of me. They won't pick them up. I'm just, like I say, I'm just hanging on to it. I've got an old hammer up there. It's a beat. It's about a 16 or 18 pound hammer, and it's beat all the way around. It was supposed to one that's been handed down that they used when they built this old furnace down here to beat them rock out with. Mm-hmm. And I just got it sitting back there. And other items, auger bits, and board throw. There's a lot of young people now that even know what a board throw is, you know. They don't. A board throw is a piece of metal that's sharp and have a place you put a handle in it to make boards to cover buildings with. I have two of them, yeah, board throws. And I make boards. I can make boards. I've covered every building. That big barn there, I made boards and covered it when I built it. And the smokehouse up here is the only building on the place now that's got a board roof on it. And the old house over on the hill over here still has a board roof on it. I made these boards. I cut this timber down, bolt it out, and then take this throw and rive these boards out, and then nail them on there and make a roof out of it. The last, well, this year, smokehouse has been covered 32 years this fall. It'll be 32 years this fall since I put that board roof on there. And if you make good boards and put them on good, they'll last 35, 40 years. The roof will keep anything dry that way. But you don't find that anymore, and you don't find nobody that knows how to make a board very seldom now. Very few people left that can go out here and cut a tree down. You got to pick your kind of wood you want and in the right conditions to rive, and you quarter it up in and take this throw and your maul. You start riving these boards out. I usually try to make them about 3/8 to half an inch thick. An average about 6 inches in width, and cut them 24 inches in length. Mm-hmm. And then put them on the roof, build them a roof, and lap them 4 or 5 inches, you see. You go up the roof and make about a 45 to 60 degree angle when I put them up on the roof, you see, pitch. And I've covered lots of buildings in the past. There's one old barn back over here on the other valley. It's been covered about 40 years that I put on there for the old guy. I made the boards for him and then went over and covered it for him. But they're disappearing fast. Now that one and this one up, this house up here, we use for a smoke car. Mm-hmm. And this old house over here then is the only three buildings left that I've made the boards and covered them myself. And the only three that I know of left in the whole country that's out of the board roof on. But I was the last man that ever made any boards in this area and to cover buildings with and you to put them on. But that's just another one of them things. It's like cutting wheat and oats with a grain cradle. I'd take a cradle and cut this stuff, cradle it, you know, the grain, like the old timers did back yonder, and cut it, harvest, shock it, you see, cut this wheat and shock it in the field and dry it out and then carry it, have it thrashed. But it got so burdensome that I quit that and discontinued that. I got an old cradle up here in the smokehouse loft. I laid it up there, took it apart, just laid it up there, and I guess unless somebody comes along and want to make a movie of me cutting some grain with it, well, I don't guess I'll be used anymore. That's like using the broad axe, hewing the logs and the cross ties and things like that. It's just one of them old things that we followed, the people followed back yonder, and it's a thing of the past. They done moved away from it. You don't use them anymore. Mm-hmm. Ground slide, I'm the only man, I guess, in the whole country that uses a ground slide. You know what a ground slide is? Mm-hmm. Well, you take two by sixes, and about 6 to 8 foot long, put crossbars on, floor it, hook your mules to that, or your tractor, load whatever you want to carry on your ground slide, and take off. I use a slide most of the time, the hog killing time. I kill my hogs, take my slide, and go and roll them on that, and bring them to my scalding bed. I set my scalding bed up out here, you see. Bring my hogan on the ground slide. I've got an old ground slide out there now.